Bob Bertog from the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Welcome back, Mr. Bertog. How are you?
Doing well, John. How are you this week?
I'm good. We got a little bit of rain overnight, maybe not as much as we'd like. Anyway, what's your word to the wise as folks tackle their lawns these days?
Actually, I was out looking at properties this morning, and we had a fair amount of rain. It's really nice and spongy on the grass. It's nice. It was a nice, slow, steady rain. So we need it. We're still behind these monthly totals, but you know, it's definitely helping. And now, if it warms up, things are going to really start taking off. I'm watching the roses as we speak outside my window popping open.
I suppose
warming up.
Some folks may have got more rain than others, but sounds like everybody at least got some. Maybe you got more than I did. Maybe I got to get an arborist for this, Bob, but I planted those two maple trees, and they look great. They're doing great, but I noticed that some of them, more towards the top, have a little coloration, almost like fall, like red-brown. And everything seems to be healthy, but I don't know what's going on there. Do you have any ideas about that?
Could be two things. Could be some lingering cicada damage still, where the branches didn't completely heal themselves, so they're struggling to push the nutrients out to the tips, or it's indicative of lack of water.
Yeah, right. I did put some of those spikes down that you said for us to do to sort of fertilize the tree around the canopy. So hopefully it's, hey, trees, if you're listening, I did that for you. Now, come on, buck up. Okay, 312-981-7200. You've got a question for this guy, and he's here to answer him. Let's start with Kathy. You're on WGN. Kathy, how can Bob help?
Hi, Bob. I took out a lilac tree that was near air conditioner. It was there for 25 years, and it just died off. I'd like to plant a flowering bush there, but I don't know about roots. Is there one you suggest?
What do you? I don't understand. You're concerned about the roots going against the air conditioner?
Yeah.
The roots will find the path of least resistance, so they're not going to, it shouldn't interfere at all with it. So if they come in contact anywhere near the compressor, they're just going to take a hard left or a hard right, and they're not going to, there shouldn't be any issue.
And presumably the foundation the air conditioner is sitting on is just a little thin slab of concrete, so.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Good to know. Happy to help. For Bob, people in my neighborhood are replacing grass and dirt in the parkway with rocks. Oh, we asked this question last week, but I'll finish it.
Yes, we did.
This is horrible for trees, right? And what was your answer to that?
Not if when you're doing the project, you're not chopping apart a bunch of roots. If you're just taking out, you know, the surface soil or the dead grass and you're not really chopping anything, you're not hurting the trees.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Judy, you're on with Bob. How can we help you?
Thank you, guys. I have about a 40-year-old maple tree that's just at the perfect height now. In the early spring, the leaves came out. It was beautiful. I thought, wow, it's a great year for greenery. And about a month ago, or maybe less, when the strong winds came through, one side looked like somebody had scorched it with a torch or something. And now the whole tree seems to be like gradually the leaves are shriveling and looks like the tree is going.
It depends on what type of maple it is, but it sounds like what you're describing is a disease called anthracnose, which it flags the tree. It comes off and it attacks the trees in sections, which it sounds like that's what happened.
Exactly.
If it's just on the one side, I would say maybe it was cicada damage, but now you say that it's continuing its decline on the other half. I would get an arborist out there as soon as possible to have him do a diagnosis.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, John.
Okay. Good luck. 312-981-7200. Bob Bertog's the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Ready for more calls, Bob?
Yes.
How about Paul? You're on WGN. Paul, what can we do for you? You're on with Bob.
Hi, Bob. I've got a couple boxwood hedges in my front lawn, and they're probably 25 years old, and they've gotten a little bit leggy. And I noticed that there wasn't much new bright green leaf growth this year. So I want to know if there's a special fertilizer that we can use on the boxwoods to get them going again.
Just a good balanced shrub fertilizer will do fine. And look for one for evergreens, because that boxwoods are evergreens. And the boxwoods came out of winter. They had a really tough winter from lack of snow, and they're going to need some water. Don't flood them, but go ahead and get some water on them if you're going to fertilize them. Make sure you get the fertilizer watered in.
Mine are showing some stress, but you said you've had them, Paul, for how many years, 25?
Oh, they're a good 25 years old.
I wonder what the lifespan of those is, Bob.
Boxwoods will last a long time. If you think about your English gardens, how old those are,
and those are true.
All bordered with boxwoods.
Okay, so evergreen fertilizer and some water. Water, water, water. Bob says that every week. What about this, Bob? I put down Milorganite about a month ago. My lawn has not gotten as green or lush as I'd hoped. You think it's a lack of water, or should I put down more Milorganite?
Well, here's the thing people have to remember with organics. You have to be patient. It takes a couple of years for your lawn and your soil to start changing over to understand that it's has to feed off the organic matter in the soil. So you have to be patient, and the nitrogen content of Milorganite is low. I think it's only an 8%. So it's not going to green up as quickly as the synthetics. But over time, give it some time and be patient, and at least one or two seasons after that, you're going to be extremely satisfied switching over to an organic product. But you have to be patient.
A year or more. We want it by Thursday, Bob.
Well, then what you could do is you could actually put down a straight application of iron, which will just green it up, but it does nothing for the benefit of the plant other than it just soaks up the iron and greens up the turf.
Well, too bad for you, plant. I want it. All I care is that you're green, so let's make it green.
Just a quick warning, though. If you do put iron, be sure to sweep your walks and your driveway because that will stain.
Yeah, right. Well, speaking of that, though, what second application dry fertilizer does he recommend without a weed killer in it?
This second application of fertilizer should actually be the one that has the insecticide for grub control. And you should start putting that down. We're running about a week behind schedule with the temperatures and the weather, so the second week of June, you should start putting down your next application of fertilizer and look for one with grub control.
Grub control. And what is the number that's important on that side of that bag, Bob? What are we shopping for that second number or for that second application?
It's easy to remember. Look for anything with analysis that breaks down into a 312. So if you remember the area code for Chicago, it's 312, and then so it's three parts nitrogen, one part potassium, one part phosphorus, two parts phosphorus.
Right, so 30, 10, 20, for instance.
Correct.
So 30, 10, 20, 3, 1, 2, that's helpful. Is that for every application or just the second application?
Pretty much every application, except the one you might want to take a look at is toward the winter. You want to have the higher phosphorus and potassium because you don't want nitrogen high toward going into winter because you don't want excessive growth. But we're going to come along that question somewhere in August or September, I'm sure.
312-981-7200. Roy, you're on with Bob. How can we help you, Roy?
Thanks for taking my call. I have a large mature silver maple in my yard, and below it I put up a pool every year. I have a root coming up through the ground, exposed, and my question is, can I cut that root out? It's about 8 inches to a foot in length that's exposed.
What's the diameter of the root?
That's what I'm wondering.
If I had to guess, I would say probably about 6 inches.
Ooh, you're right on the cusp of it. Silver maples are really resilient. They'll take a lot of abuse in the root system, but you're getting to a point of really possibly damaging the tree.
6 inches? You mean 6 inches around. That's going to take a saw. You're going to have to work on that, right?
Correct. That's exactly what I was thinking.
The odds are with a silver maple that it'll live, but I'm not going to say that and guarantee anything. But if it was an oak or a more sensitive tree, it would definitely hurt the tree. But you can take your chance with the silver because they're pretty aggressive. But 6 inches, you're pushing the envelope.
What do you like more, Roy, your pool or your tree?
The tree.
All right, good.
I think
there you go.
I'll just grade it out to either side of it and leave the root alone.
Yeah, maybe that's the way to go. Good luck to you, sir. Sally, you're on with Bob Berthog. How can we help you, Sally?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. About 4 years ago, we planted some hydrangeas in the front of the building. And my husband decided at the end of the season he was going to cut it down. And it's never really come back in any shape or form that, you know, that it was originally when I first planted. Is there something that we can do to salvage this, or we just have to start from the scratch?
It depends on the type of hydrangea, but it sounds like you pruned one that shouldn't have been pruned at the end of a season. The majority of them, of your hydrangea can be pruned back because they flower on new wood. But then there's some older ones like oak leaf hydrangea that they don't like to be pruned back so hard. You may have done some irreparable harm there. See if it leaves out this season. You have to have a lot of patience with it. But you may have done some damage to something that's not going to be reversible.
Okay, good luck to you, Sally. Hey, Bob, I've got a mature maple tree in my front yard. When I park on the driveway, my car is covered with small droplets of a sticky, clear substance. It comes off when it rains. What is it? How can I stop my tree from doing that?
You can't. That's the tree. It's leafing out. It's the sap from the tree, and it's all over. I have the same experience underneath my silver maple as well. It's just the natural function of a tree.
That's why they call it maple. It's a maple tree. I guess it's a healthy tree then, huh, Bob?
Yes, that's true. It is transpiring. It's doing what it's supposed to do.
Okay, that's Bob Bertog. He's the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. What's the website if people want to find you, Bob?
BertogLandscape.com.